want. Well, this is a very inadequate response to a rather modest request. And if there isn't a better response, then we'll just discontinue the class. Well, that's all right. If you think there's something that other people might benefit from hearing explained, write it down. No, don't ask me. Write it down. I want everybody to write down one question. That's not a big demand. Well, if nobody has any questions that you want to ask about what was discussed tonight, then I would suggest you do it right now so that I can have them tonight and so that I can make some use of them for the next class. Yes.
I have a question. What relationship did Harold Cruz have with the Social Service Department? They give them often authority to say such things, you know, with no close relationship.
He has not had any relation with the social workers. He's attended a few forums in New York. He's bought some literature, and I hope read it. He's had discussions with some of our people about his ideas informally. I think he spoke once at a forum in New York, sponsored by the party. But that's about all. He considers himself the authority on Marxism in the Negro movement. And he's attempting to utilize that authority to influence people against Marxism. He has no other authority than what he can convince people of by what he says. The unfortunate thing is that instead of arguing against Marxism on the basis of what it stands for, he attributes certain things to it which we do not stand for, and insists not only that we do, but that we must believe these things that he says we must believe. If we don't believe them, then we're not Marxists. If we do believe them, then we're jerks. But that's the alternative that he presents to us. That's his dictum. This is Marxism. You don't believe that, then don't call yourself Marxist. If you do believe that, then obviously you're out of this world. He's got you coming and he's got you going. Yes? Well, in New York, where people know him, I think he carries less weight than outside of New York, where people do not know him. No, I say this in all seriousness. That is, he reads more impressively to the readers of Liberator outside of New York who have not had any contact with him. Those who have had contact with him when he was for a time a member of the Freedom Now Party and spoke with great authority on what the Freedom Now Party does and doesn't think and does and doesn't allow and so on. During that time, people got to know him and developed certain conceptions about him on the basis of their knowledge. But outside of New York, he is not known personally. And unquestionably, somebody who writes with seriousness about Marxism is read with attention. And among black radicals who are searching for ideas and trying to avoid the mistakes of past generations, and many of the past generation went into the trap of Stalinism, which was considered to be the genuine article as far as Marxism is concerned. Trying to avoid that, there's probably a certain predisposition to believe what Cruz writes, because there is a prejudice against Marxism as a white theory, a white philosophy. I hope to take up that question next time about the whiteness of Marxism, or the redness, or the blackness. All right, then, we'll cut it off, and I would like, during the 15-minute period before the next thing that occurs here, is something that occurs here at 9 o'clock, during the next 15 minutes, rack your brain and find a pencil or pen and put it on a sheet of paper and give it to me before 9 o'clock. And put your name on it, too, when you give it to me. Very good. We've now got three already. That's more than we've had before. Yes.
You want to announce that?